Naeem Saeed, and we are broadcasting here live from the Meadowlands Arena. And this is where we will be listening to a lecture coming from W.D. Muhammad, who is internationally known. And he will be speaking on concerning the theme of sacred life connection. And this is the first time in history that we will be bringing this program live to the listening audience in the Newark, New Jersey area, and also South Orange, New Jersey. So praise be to Allah. This is a historic occasion for us today, dear beloved brothers and sisters. So we want you to be with us, stand by, because we will be bringing you the lecture live of Imam W.D. Muhammad here at the Meadowlands Arena. So, and Imam W.D. Muhammad is an internationally known leader. And Imam Muhammad is the son of the late Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who was one of the leading figures in the African-American struggle to achieve dignity and respect in America. It is estimated that there are over 3 million Muslims in the United States. And the community that identifies with the leadership of W.D. Muhammad here in the United States, and not only here in the United States, but we have people in the Caribbean islands, Africa, Europe, all over the world who really identify with the leadership of W.D. Muhammad. And it's estimated right here in the United States to be at least 3 million Muslims who identify with their leadership. W.D. Muhammad became the leader of the Muslim community on the death of his father in February 1975. Mr. Muhammad initiated a series of changes which corrected the un-Islamic principles existing in the Nation of Islam at that time and brought the movement to a higher level of consciousness and involvement in its moral direction. In its mission to achieve and renew the people's belief in one God and in the ability and potential of the African people, African-American people, to contribute to and improve their quality of human life in America and the world. W.D. Muhammad, in this leadership, has taken bold steps within the Muslim community to encourage and to establish communication between the three great faiths, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Imam Muhammad, he has met with Jewish, Christian, and Muslim religious leaders throughout the United States in his effort to encourage religious cooperation and dialogue between these three great faiths, so that they could begin to address many of the problems facing America and the world today in unity. Mr. Muhammad has been described by many religious leaders, Jewish, Christian, and Muslim, who have seen and heard him speak as the most profound religious teacher of our time. That's right. He has been described as the most profound religious teacher of our time. Imam Muhammad has strongly and publicly opposed racism of all types, and he has encouraged the participation of all races and colors to join with the American Muslim community here in its service to God and humanity. So we will just giving you some of the biography sketch of the life of W.D. Muhammad. And W.D. Muhammad is married to Sister Shirley Muhammad, and he is the father of 5 children. He is a family man, and also he's a human being, too. Yeah, Yes, he's a human being. He's just a man that Allah has blessed and also conditioned him, because he wasn't only blessed, but he was conditioned to be in this position that he's in today. And the condition, what we are saying, is that he was conditioned by circumstances in his life. It didn't happen just like overnight, but it happened because he submitted himself to God, he studied, and he opened himself up to Allah, God. So when we say W.D. Muhammad was conditioned, that's what we mean. He was conditioned for this great mission that he has today here in America and the entire world. So W.D. Muhammad, right now he resides in Chicago, Illinois, where his office and headquarters is located, where he represents the Supreme Council of Masajid of the Muslim, entire Muslim world. So we can see that this man is not no lightweight man. But if you look at him, he's humble, he's meek, but he carries a lot of weight. He's a heavyweight. But you wouldn't think of that by looking at his appearance. But Allah has blessed us with a man who has put us on the sunnah path of Prophet Muhammad and has brought us the understanding and led us to the Holy Quran. Because when we were under the leadership of his father, Elijah Muhammad, we did not have true Islam at that time. Although we were carrying the Quran around, we were reciting Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, at that time, but we did not have the true understanding of this religion. So Allah has blessed us with one in our midst today who's bringing us the true religion of Al-Islam in its purest form, and that's W.D. Muhammad. And W.D. Muhammad is a leader that Allah has blessed with scripture insight into not only the Holy Quran, but he has scripture insight into the Torah, which the Jews believe in, and also the Bible that the Christians believe in. So we can see that this man is no lightweight. He's a heavyweight. So you're listening here to a live broadcast coming live from the Meadowlands Arena, where we will be bringing you the live broadcast of W.D. Muhammad. And his theme today will be Sacred Life Connection.
Assalamu alaikum. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness there's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah is his last messenger for 1400 years ago. I greet my brothers and audience once again with the nation of peace. Assalamu alaikum. I shall
So you just heard the Adhan, which is the Muslim call to prayer, and now the Muslims are filing out to make salat, to offer prayer to Allah God. And if you know, the prayer, salat, is a principle in every Muslim life, where every Muslim must make 5 prayers a day. And this prayer is called the noonday prayer of Dhuhr,
Salat of Dhuhr.
So now the Muslims are filing out to offer Salat to Allah God. So all praise is due to Allah. We're broadcasting live here at the Brendan Byrne Arena here at the Meadowlands. And later on, about a half hour from now, you will be hearing live from W.D. Muhammad, and the theme will be Sacred Life Connection. So we would like for you to stay with us, relax yourself at home, get yourself comfortable, open your mind up, and we will be bringing you W.D. Muhammad live here at the Meadowlands Arena, and it's being broadcast by NEN Cable 36 and 16. And this is the first time in history that this is being done here in the northeast part of the United States. So stay with us. Don't leave, because we will be bringing you W.D. Muhammad, the Islamic scholar, renowned Islamic scholar, who will be speaking to us here at the Brendan Byrne Arena, here at the Meadowlands Arena. And also, if there's anyone out there who would like to come on down, you still have time. So jump in your automobile, pick up Route 3, Turnpike, and come on down here to the arena, because you still have time before W.D. Muhammad will be speaking to us today. We are broadcasting here live from the Meadowlands Arena, and this is being brought to you by NEN Cable 36 and 16. And we would like to thank the cable station, NEN Cable 36 and 16. We would like to thank them for assisting us in this effort to bring this to the residents of the city of Newark. And so we can see from that NEN Cable 36 is very innovative. They have good ideas, and they are doing things. So inshallah, God's willing, God will bless them to continue on the station there, which is being broadcast through the Gateway Cable System in the city of Newark. That's right, Gateway Cable System. So we thank all these people who have helped us, assisted us, and we would like to give special thanks to Clarence Booker, who is the general manager there at NEN Cable 36 and 16. Because Mr. Booker is really the one who's responsible for all of this happening. So we would like to send our thanks out to Clarence Booker for assisting us to set this live broadcast up. And this is the first time in history that this is being done here in the northeast part of the United States to bring W.D. Muhammad live to a listening audience. All praise is due to Allah. So the Muslims are offering prayer right now to Almighty God. So we would like for you to stay with us this afternoon here at the Meadowlands Arena, where you will be listening to a live broadcast coming from our leader and your leader and the leader for the entire world, W. Dean Muhammad. Okay, so all praise is due to Allah. So what we're going to do is we're going to stay tuned here, and you just listen in, and we will be bringing you the lecture by Imam W. Dean Muhammad. He is coming from the Meadowlands Arena and being brought to you through NEN Cable 36 and 16, bringing you Sacred Life Connection.
To the Newark Entertainment Cable Radio Network, a special live presentation, Sacred Life Connection with W.D. Muhammad, is brought to you by the Masjid Muhammad of Newark. We'll join our host, Naeem Saeed, after these messages.
Thank Brother Moran for being with us today here on this live broadcast back to the city of Newark.
It's an honor, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Moran, how are you enjoying yourself today?
Well, this is a great day. It's a great day because we have left Newark, New Jersey, and came to East Rutherford, and we're in the 20,000-seat arena. And for people to come out, not for Cool in the Gang or for the Jackson 5, but to hear our leading teachers speak, it's a great day.
Yes, sir. All praise is to Allah. And can you give us some insight onto what you see here now happening at the arena, Brother Mubarak?
Well, what I see here and what I have observed in coming here early this morning is that the people recognize that we, the Muslims, are people. We are universal. We are not into black or white. We are just people who practice the religion of al-Islam. I heard a brother say once they refer to us as black Muslims. The only reason why they gave us that title, the black Muslims, is because the African-American people in America is the most dominant force in al-Islam.
Yes, sir.
So they think that we are black because we're the dominant force, but that's not so. Islam has no colors. Islam is a universal religion, and today, as you look out there, you will see people in all walks of life is walking here in the Burns Arena.
Yes, sir. All praises to Allah.
I believe, Brother Mirage, that there was a press conference earlier. Were you in on that press conference?
Yes, I was there. It was a very beautiful press conference. You had something like over 20-something press people there asking various questions, and they asked some good questions. They wanted to know about the sisters in El Islam. Are they confined to the house? And the brothers spoke out well by letting them know that our sisters can accomplish whatever they will in society. The only thing they cannot be is imam. But their first obligation is their children, because our children are our future. You can't neglect your children and go out there and accomplish anything. He made a parable about when you're on an airplane and when the oxygen mask comes down, two of them come down. And they ask the mothers, put the mask on first before you put it on your child, because that identifies you must help yourself first before you help anybody else.
Yes, sir. All praise to Allah. Yes, also, Brother Ma, what are some of the things that you are doing right now, you know, in Newark and the various areas in your field of expertise?
Well, as you know, promotion is my business. I lived in Sea Caucus over 7 years, even though my home is north. I wanted to do something for the Sea Caucus area. Boxing hasn't been in the Sea Caucus area in a long time. I went to the community, and I started raising boxers from that community, trying to help them to stay away from drugs. I had a meeting the day before yesterday in front of 265 businessmen, and they all jumped up and stood there support behind me, which read in the next day's paper. So this is the kind of support I'm getting in Hudson County.
Yes,
I think
sir.
Hudson County
yes,
realized sir. That we have to do something and giving our youth something to do so they can stay away from crime, stay away from drugs. And so therefore, I did it, as you know, here in Newark, New Jersey. I've done many promotions here in Newark. I was backed by the community here in Newark. I went abroad, as you know, all outside the country. So I'm home now trying to raise our athletes in the local city.
Yes, sir. So from what I understand, you're saying is that recently you just started putting a program together in Sea Caucus, which is Hudson County?
That's correct.
Right.
See, normally I'm on ABC, NBC, CBS. I take all my fighters to national TV. That's where I make my money. I butter my bread and selling fights to the network.
Okay.
But in order to bring a good commodity to the national network, he must become somebody. So you got to take that insignificant athlete and build him so he becomes significant, and then he's sellable. So I tried the Sea Caucus area only because they've been good to me over 7 years, and I'm going to tell you, it's a smashing success.
All praise is due to Allah.
All praise
and, to Allah. And Brother Mirad Muhammad, yes, we're interviewing live Brother Mirad Muhammad, and I know you all know him out in the city of Newark. He's a boxer promoter. He was involved with Muhammad Ali and many other great boxers. And Brother Mirad, what are your future plans as far as the boxing promotion business?
Well, as you know, Larry Holmes was my heavyweight champion of the world. I didn't make Larry. I said I inherited him because he left Don King and came to me. But Larry is in retirement now.
Yes, sir.
Even though he says he might return because we would like to fight Tyson. But I'm looking for that next heavyweight champion, and I think I have one in Razor Ruddock.
Yes,
a young man that came in from Canada, 6'3", 210 pounds, 21 years old, 17-1. And I think he has the ability, he has the finesse, the skills to become the heavyweight champion of the world. So that is my first priority right now. And as you know, Buddy McGirt, who's number two in the world, he's getting ready to fight for the world title, and I think he will be my junior welterweight champion.
Yes, sir. All praise to Allah. And Brother Mirad, everywhere I go where Imam W.D. Muhammad is speaking, I always see you.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you give us some of your feelings concerning W.D. Muhammad, Brother Mirad?
I tell the world, I have been in Vegas. I've been all throughout this country, Puerto Rico, Japan. You name it, I've been there. And I tell the world that I'm a Muslim first and promoter second. And being a Muslim, following Quran because of the Majedi, praying right because of the Majedi, understanding the true religion, Kwasi Mujeddi, understand the universal leader, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah be peace upon him. Because of the Mujeddi, he is my leader, he is my teacher, and I grow from what he teaches us. When you hear this man teaches the religion of Islam and give it to you as crystal clear as he bring it across, then there's no stopping you. You know, you go in the name of God, you go in Allah's will, and you can accomplish whatever you will when you go in the name of God. And that's how I promote, that's how I do everything. I put religion first, business second. And so therefore, anytime I can sit around my leading teacher and hear his distinguished words and him to present to us what Quran is all about and what we should do as a people, then that elevates me and that makes me stronger in what I'm trying to set out forth to do.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. So you have just heard from Murad Muhammad, who's a boxer promoter, and I'm sure you're familiar with him because he's been affiliated with many great boxers like Larry Holmes, Muhammad Ali, and many others. And Brother Murad, we would like to thank you very much for granting us this interview. And if you would like to make any final comments, we appreciate it. You can go right ahead.
Well, I say if you're listening to my voice, come on out. Come on out to a great occasion, something you would never forget. Once again, it's wonderful to see people to unite in an arena such as this here and come so far just to hear the words of a human being. More important, a human being that comes from us, an African-American man who is now our leader and teacher, who is showing the world that Islam is in America and Islam will be very strong. So therefore, I ask everyone to come on out. If you have nothing else to do, come here and witness a great historic day that will be written down, and pretty soon you'll read about what happened on this day.
Yeah. All praises to Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. So we would like to thank you, Brother Murad, for granting us this interview, and may Allah continue to bless you because I know he is. I thank you. As-salamu alaykum. So all praises to Allah. We just heard from Brother Murad Muhammad, who is a boxing promoter, and I'm sure you're familiar with him because he has been in Newark, New Jersey area many years doing many great things for the youth and the people in the Newark, New Jersey area.
And right now, we have W.D. Muhammad right here with us that we're going to conduct a live interview with him. And Brother Imam, we would like to welcome you to this area, to the city of Newark and to the state of New Jersey, and it's an honor to conduct this interview with you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, and thank you.
Yes, sir. Brother Imam, we would like to just ask you, how are you enjoying yourself so far since you've been in the area here with the Muslims in the northeast part of the United States?
I'm just delighted and very pleased with what I'm witnessing out here.
Yes, sir. All praise to Allah. Brother Imam, how do you feel about this effort that is being taken place here today at this beautiful, prestigious Meadowlands Arena today?
First, I'd like to make a comment on the effect of this effort for not for the day, but for days and months and years to come on the spirit of Muslims. Whenever we gather like this, it does so much for our spirits as Muslims that really we can't place any monetary value on it, and we can't really estimate its value correctly.
Yes, sir.
Because there's so many benefits we're going to derive because of gathering like this.
Yes, sir.
Personally, as families, and as a community.
Yes, sir. All praise to Allah. And Brother Imam, is there any thing you would like to say? Because right now we are hooked into about 26,000 television sets in the city of Newark, which represents a viewing audience of over 100,000 people. Which, is there anything that you would like to say to those residents back there in the city of Newark?
Oh, I certainly. I always want to tell Muslims that we are in an excellent situation, no matter where we are in the world. If we are really Muslims, we are in an excellent situation. Because if we are really Muslims, we're going to benefit from the Quran. We're going to benefit from the life example of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And we're going to benefit from the fact that we are Muslims and from other Muslims who are around us that are true to the content of the Muslim life. We're going to benefit from them, and that puts us in an excellent situation. And being in America, I said anywhere in the world.
Yes,
if
sir.
You're a Muslim, it puts you in a good, excellent situation.
Yes, sir.
Being in America, I'm convinced, and maybe sometimes I'm a little over enthused, maybe.
Yes, sir.
And encouraging this kind of hope and this kind of faith in the situation for us in America, but I'm convinced that the best of what America's idea of democracy, America's idea of human excellence, the best of what that idea stands for is not only in agreement and compatible with the similar excellence that we find in our religion, in the Quran, and in the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, but it is really a sister to that teaching.
Yes,
it's a sister to that teaching. So much so that I wonder sometimes if they weren't reading the Quran when they were formulating the ideas.
Yes, sir. All praises to Allah, brother, man. And you're listening to a live broadcast here at the Meadowlands Arena, and we are bringing you W.D. Muhammad live. And just stay tuned, because he will be bringing you the theme, Sacred Life Connections, also. And also, Brother Imam, I understand about a year or so ago, you was appointed to the prestigious council of the Supreme Council of Masajid, which represents the Rabita in the Muslim world. Can you briefly tell us something about that position, Brother Imam?
Yes, as you know, Rabita is based in Holy Mecca, in Sacred Mecca, and in Saudi Arabia, and for several years now, Rabita has been actively trying to seek ways to lend assistance and make positive contributions to the effort of Muslims in the West, in America.
Yes, sir.
As you know, Rabita has made a lot of contributions to Muslims overseas, and like in Arabia and neighboring countries in the vicinity of Arabia,
yes, sir,
and in Africa, and even in Asia. But many people are not aware that for the last few years, Rabita has been very aggressively. Trying to find ways to make pure, and sincere religious contributions to the efforts of good Muslims in America.
Yes, sir.
They have lent their assistance to us since I became the imam. We received Quran from them, and they paid for very excellent Islamic publications that we all benefited from.
Yes, sir.
That were printed over here and distributed over here. And now they have sought to include me. They have included me.
Yes, sir.
In the leadership representing the World Council of Mosques or Masajids. As one of the representatives in the West in America.
Yes, sir.
I think there are two, myself and there's another person. I met for the first time with the leaders of the Majlis of the Council, and we hope to have another meeting come September, September.
Yes, sir.
And what I'm trying to say is that this is kind of new area for me.
Yes, sir.
And I have to myself feel my way and find how best I can serve. I have a strong desire to help this Council of Masajids, Council of Masjids, or Mosques, assist. All that we are, we just servant body, seeking ways to assist the efforts of Muslims in America and the councils throughout the world.
For
myself in America, you
yes,
see.
Sir.
I think a lot of good is going to come out of it. We have great intellectual minds in the Islamic world, and this council is a situation for bringing a lot of those excellent minds together to address the problems, the local problems of Muslims. I think by us meeting together and sharing our ideas and sharing our insights and observations and being benefited through the concept of shura, mutual consultation, that in time, I expect a lot of good help, a lot of good and excellent help to come from the messages from the Supreme Council to the local Muslims of America. And when I say Muslims, I'm saying Muslims. Any group identifying as a Muslim, you know, we're not to judge them.
Right.
Any group that identifies as Muslims, we won't judge them. That's not our business, you know, to judge them.
Yes, sir.
We accept them. If they say they're Muslims, we have to accept them. And if they accept our assistance, which is advice, it's not money, you know, it's advice. It's Islamic advice.
Yes,
Islamic
sir.
Advice. Robert lends also some financial assistance, but that's not my role in this at all.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Yes, sir. Yeah, all praise is due to Allah. You're listening to a live interview being conducted here at the Meadowlands Arena, and we are interviewing W.D. Muhammad, who is an Islamic scholar, and he's internationally known here in the United States and the world. And Brother Imam, is there any advice you would like to give to the Muslims here in this area, all Muslims?
Yes. Live, as Prophet Muhammad says, live, peace be upon him, live with the idea, with the expectation that you're going to be on this earth forever.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And live with the idea that we can go the next moment.
Yes, sir. All praises to God.
Be ready for God in the judgment, but be ready also to work hard and make progress and establish yourself on this earth.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Yes, sir. So all praise is due to Allah. You're listening to a live interview being conducted here at the Meadowlands Arena, and we are interviewing W.D. Muhammad, who we will be shortly hearing from, and his theme will be Sacred Life Connection. And W.D. Muhammad, Brother Imam, I know you have been all over the country with the theme Sacred Life Connections.
Yes.
And will you be continuing that theme as you go around the country?
Yes, I do. I do believe so. I do believe so. It's possible that we may, in some time in the future, you know, change the theme. But I don't think we're going to change the focus of our interest. And this theme permits us to address the possibilities for the individual as a Muslim and as a member of a democratic society, the possibilities for the individual, and to address all other needs through this kind of by means of this kind of focus. And that is focusing upon the individual, the possibilities for society if individuals get the right opportunities for themselves.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Brother Imam, we would like to thank you very much for granting us this interview, and we hope that you will continue to enjoy your stay with us here in the Newark, New Jersey area and the northeastern part of the United States. And we thank you and we greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You very
thank
much.
Thank you, Brother Imam. Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah.
So you just listened to a interview that was conducted by Naeem Saeed, and we just had a live interview with W.D. Muhammad, who you will be hearing from very shortly here at the Meadowlands Arena, and the theme will be Sacred Life Connections. So we would like for you to stay tuned with us, and we will be bringing you that interview very shortly, that live broadcast of W.D. Muhammad, and the theme will be Sacred Life Connections. So all praise is due to Allah, and we can see that there's a lot more to come. You only got a small portion of what's coming. Yes, sir. We didn't even hit the surface yet, beloved people. So just stay tuned, stay by your TV set, and we will be hearing more from this great leader, W.D. Muhammad. Clapping in the background. Imam W.D. Muhammad is now getting ready to mount the rostrum. So very shortly, W.D. Muhammad will be speaking to us on this great theme, Sacred Life Connection. And brothers and sisters, you can tune in to El Islam in Newark, which is hosted by Naeem Saeed and co-hosted by Imam Amaya Nukman. And you can listen to us every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. at NEN Cable Radio 36 and 16. So you can stay tuned tomorrow evening, and most likely we will be having a guest with us. So we're going to bring you in now to the resident imam of the city of Newark, Imam Ali Muslim.
The God and Evolver, Cherisher, and Sustainer of all the world. I openly bear witness that there is but one God, Allah, who has no partners and associates. And I openly bear witness that Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, is his messenger. Takbir. All praise is due to Allah. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you here to this wonderful occasion. We appreciate your patience and giving us some of your time to hear our Muslim leader, W.D. Muhammad. We'd just like to let you know some of the individuals who helped to make this occasion a success. We have Brother Akbar Muhammad, coordinator of the Dawah team, outstanding Muslim who have worked very diligently to make this effort beautiful. Brother Akbar Salam, you may be familiar with him. These are members who have sacrificed a lot of time, a lot of energy, wealth, to help us with this effort. Our brother Kareem Muhammad, another good Muslim, tremendous sacrifice, and many more. We could go on and on. We have got much cooperation from our imams in the state and the region who have helped us dearly. So we thank Allah for that support, and we pray Allah bless you with the rewards of paradise. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أمري إلا بدو الله مخلصين الله دينه حنفا ويقيم الصلاة ويقيم زكاها وذلك دين القيمة. إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ومشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البائين. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البائين. جزاؤهم إن ربهم جنات تجري من تحتها أنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنه ورضوا عن ذلك لمن خشي ربه. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. And they have been commanded no more than this.